Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Friday. It is the 14th of May, 2021. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, happy Friday, everyone. We're here again.
It just keeps happening. I don't know. So as always, I have Andrew here because it is Security Friday, and we are going to start with some news and some updates. And the first one we have is a quick PSA about a new feature from GitHub.
Yeah, this is a great feature for those who use GitHub. They announced on Monday that they added support for security keys over SSH. So the quote that I shared, let's see. SSH keys that are bound to security keys protect you from accidental private key exposure and malware. So you perform a gesture such as a tap on the security key, and that indicates when you intend to use the security key to authenticate. And they say this action provides the notion of user presence.
Interesting. Okay. So that's definitely a good feature. From GitHub. I'm glad to hear that. And we have another one that's very exciting. And this is mostly a networking bit of ransomware we have this week.
Right. So this one is a warning from the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA. They are warning organizations to be cautious of a relatively new ransomware variant called Five Hands, which is, we were laughing about kind of a name like that, malware called Five Hands.
Yes.
So ZDNet wrote this one up. Mm-hmm. They say Five Hands has been around since January 2021, but CISA said it was aware of a recent successful cyber attack against an organization using this. Now, there was other news. I don't think I actually wrote this up, but there was recent news about that gas pipeline that got hacked by ransomware, Colonial Pipeline. Mm-hmm. So that was it sounds like that was a different type of ransomware. They say the group using Five Hands employs the same tactics as the dark side group that was holding the pipeline for ransom.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, sounds like these are two different groups.
Yeah. And this one, this primarily is an attack against SonicWall devices for people who are using those. So if that sounds familiar to you, it might be a thing you want to investigate a little bit further just to make sure anything, like any recent patches and things are things that are being applied. That's always what's important. Mm-hmm. So we also have some White House news coming about cybersecurity, which is feels oddly timely given our last news item.
Yeah. So this is some good news from the White House. President Biden had signed an executive order to try to improve the cybersecurity for the U.S. The quote that I shared says, this order requires IT service providers to share certain breach information with the government. It tries to modernize and implement stronger cybersecurity standards in the federal government, and it tries to establish some type of security standards for development of software sold to the government. And they describe it as it will create an Energy Star label so that consumers can better determine whether software was developed securely.
That sounds pretty interesting. I'm curious to see what this looks like in practice. As always, it's kind of hard to tell where these things are going to end up. I do hope this does evolve into something that turns out to be useful and makes it a lot easier. Part of what this wants to do is, aside from modernizing security standards, is also set up an easier way to share information. So like the thing that happened to Colonial Pipeline doesn't necessarily have to happen to anybody else, and they can dig there. There's a little more government incentive to share that information with other people so it doesn't happen again. So that's part of what makes that interesting, I think.
And hopefully they will also try to share best practices with each other. Yeah. Like one company says, here's what we're doing to protect our systems. Maybe you other companies can do the same.
Yeah. Having an easier way to share that information is something that definitely could be used. I'm here to tell you. So before we get on to our last bit of sort of news, also just sort of an evolving situation and a practical tip, I'd like to take a minute and tell you about our sponsor this week. And our sponsor this week is Upstart. And if your credit card statement worries you every month, it happens to everybody. And Upstart is here to help you lift that weight off your shoulders and get you out from underneath that credit card debt. Upstart is a fast, easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan. They do it all online. You don't have to go in anywhere. You can pay off your credit cards. You can consolidate all of your high interest debt or get personal expenses funded. Over 500,000 people have used this to get a fixed monthly payment for all of that stuff. Upstart looks at more than just your credit score. So they can offer smarter rates with trusted partners. They have a 5-minute online rate check, and you can get a loan for between $1,000 and $50,000, and you can receive those funds as soon as one business day after accepting. So if you want to find out how Upstart can lower all those monthly payments and turn all those monthly payments into one, go to upstart.com/TDO, UPSTART.com/TDO. Don't forget to use my URL so they know I sent you. Loan amounts are determined based on your credit, income, and other information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/TDO. And we'd like to thank Upstart for sponsoring the show today. Now, I mentioned that this is an evolving situation. And part of the reason for that is because it involves one of Apple's new products, and that's AirTags. And we've seen a bunch of conversation about how it's hard for people to use these for evil, and a bunch of conversation about how, yeah, they still could. And there's like a whole lot of conversation about these little devices going on right now. So we have some new information on that front.
Yeah, so I found these two reports in the news like around the same time. So they're linked together. So I just summarized them into my own article. Mm-hmm. So the one report is from Wired. And these are a couple people saying the AirTag is a gift to stalkers. They say, AirTag is definitely not the first tracking device, but it is the one with the biggest network because mm-hmm. Apple's Find My network is kind of like it has a peer-to-peer aspect to it where, you know, it just all these billions of Apple devices can kind of help each other find lost devices. Mm-hmm. And Apple did create some anti-stalking features for the AirTag. So its mm-hmm. Bluetooth signal identifier rotates pretty frequently. iOS devices can detect an unknown AirTag in close proximity. Mm-hmm. And if an AirTag is separated from its owner for 72 hours, it'll play a sound mm-hmm. to, you know, hey, here I am, basically. But what these people were talking about was that if the victim has an Android smartphone, then they can't detect that AirTag. And they did say that the AirTag alert sound isn't really that loud.
Okay.
And so they finished up with it's not a loud sound, and maybe some abusers who live with their victims, like in domestic abuse, mm-hmm. if they get one of these, presumably they have an iPhone and they can just reset that countdown clock so it doesn't make any noise.
Yeah, interesting. So like, on the one hand, yeah, I see where they're coming from, but there's a lot of things that there are a lot of easier ways to keep that kind of control over somebody if you were trying to do this, I think. Definitely cheaper. So I see where they're coming from with that, but I also see that there's a certain amount of stuff that Apple has sort of baked into this to make it not happen. The Android thing, I feel like maybe AirTags should broadcast themselves so they pop up on Android devices. Like, here's a thing! Yeah. You know, just like as a known device or something, like if it hasn't been connected to by its owner phone or whatever in a certain amount of time, maybe it should start broadcasting its location to just anything and see if that helps. I don't know. But that's one of them. But the other one is, like, there's some good about this, too.
So the second report had to do with the security of rare tags.
Oh, right.
There have been some research. Yeah.
This one isn't better. Never mind. Yeah.
Some security researchers have been able to kind of take it apart and hack into it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Let's see. So this hardware hacker, his name is Thomas Roth, mm-hmm. and he's the one who took it apart. And he says that this particular hack is just theoretical at this point, but he believes the AirTag could be modified to use its accelerometer as a microphone to turn it into a bugging device, a bugging tracking device.
Okay. I didn't know you could. Okay, it says he believes that you could modify the accelerometer to be a microphone, because I didn't know there was overlapping technology between those two things. So
yeah, let's see. This one was from Vice News, and okay. I would have to go back and read it again. But they did say there already has been a successful example of that, not with an AirTag, but I think it was with an iPhone's accelerometer. Or something else.
Okay, interesting.
And then just this other researcher, Fabian Braunlein, he was able to broadcast data to nearby Apple devices using the Find My network. And he achieved this capability by spoofing many AirTags and encoding data in which AirTag is active. However, I just finished up my article with, it's a product. Apple is sure to make improvements in it over time. And at the very least, this person, Mr. Braunlein, did say he calls the AirTag cryptographically well-designed.
Interesting. That's good to know.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see that at least it does get, some points from some folks. I think that's why I thought there might have been a nicer... bit of news out of this other one is like, it's not terrible. So that was pretty good. So now we're on to our practical tip for today. And we have a number of ways that you can do this, but the practical tip for today is as people get vaccinated and as people get those vaccination cards that don't fit in your wallet because they have to be big enough to write on or put a sticker on, then that makes it kind of hard to make it, credit card sized. So there's a number of ways that you can carry that information around with you without having to carry the card around with you.
Yeah. And so the first one is good news. We talk about password managers a lot. And 1Password announced recently, I think it was just yesterday, actually, people can now store medical records inside 1Password. And they wrote up in their blog post, they did receive a lot of customer feedback telling from people that they do want to store their vaccination information inside 1Password. So they mentioned some of the default data fields that you can add include the date that it happened, or not just vaccination, it's just in general. So any medical record, date, location, like which hospital or clinic you went to, the name of your doctor, the patient name and the reason for visit, like, symptoms, were you referred, et cetera, et cetera. So good news.
That's just one way that you can store your information. I know I've volunteered at some vaccination events, and one of the things that people do as a matter of course is, since you have to sit for 15 minutes and be observed, one thing the people helping observe will do is offer to hold the card up for you so you can take a picture of it and have it in your camera roll so that at least you've got it on your phone in case you don't have the card with you. So you can just take a plain old picture of it and keep it there. But there's other ways, right? If you want to maybe not necessarily just have it be a picture in your camera roll that anyone can open your phone and look at, there's other ways to kind of keep that a tiny bit more secure, right?
Yeah. So you were saying, I don't use 1Password anymore. I use Bitwarden, but I know you can upload your own files into the app, but you can't do that with Bitwarden.
Okay.
So So, like, even if you don't want to use this medical record explicit feature, mm-hmm. you can still add, you know, a secure note and add the your vaccination card picture that way.
Yeah, and a number of the login items will allow you to add a number of the different item types in 1Password will allow you to add a file attachment. So you can have it. You can have it be attached to maybe you have a login for the place that you logged into to schedule the appointment or something, and you can attach it there, or just create a secure note and attach the image to it. And there's another one that you can use is you had mentioned an app that you can use for securing photos. I think it was.
So this is Files and Photos. So, it's a really nice app. It's open source. It's called Cryptomator. I've written about it before. Yeah. So what it does is it kind of creates its own end-to-end encrypted vault inside a cloud storage provider. You can make it create a vault in Google Drive, OneDrive, iCloud, I think Dropbox too. Mm-hmm. And I think that's cool because even though it's in the cloud, it's still its own secure thing. So it's still, I think, relatively good and secure. And you can add any type of file or photo you want.
Okay. So that can at least help keep it a little bit, a tiny bit more secure than it was before. And another thing that you can do, and this sort of falls in the category of I don't know what people don't know, because there's kind of a lot of those, you can take a picture and attach a picture to a note in Apple Notes. And we've talked mm-hmm. before about you can password protect a note in Notes. And so that's another way that you can maybe keep that data secure, like not just have it hanging out in your camera roll or, you know, that sort of thing. Then you can take those pictures and add them to an Apple Notes, and then it'll show up everywhere you have Notes installed and running, and it'll make it you don't have to go buy an app for that. You don't have to install anything new. It's all just sitting on your phone because Notes will allow you that option, and it comes with everything. So that's one more tip to make that possible is adding it to a note in Notes. And then
finally, Charlotte wrote this tip up a while ago. You can scan files and photos directly into iCloud Drive, like the Files app. And I mean, my personal opinion is that iCloud Drive is still pretty secure. Mm-hmm. So even if you don't want to use Cryptomator, because I think it costs $7 or something, you mm-hmm. can still, you know, create a folder somewhere in the Files app and scan your vaccination card that way.
Yeah. So,
because I think that If you're scanning a document or a photo, it saves it as a PDF.
Yeah. And so it's pretty handy to have that happening from your computer. So that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, you know, the whole point is like you can carry that around with you without having to carry your card around with you. So, you know, if you're one of the people who wants to become accustomed to getting a donut every day from Krispy Kreme for the rest of the year, or whatever other deal it is that you can get by being fully vaccinated, at least you can carry that around with you. And in a lot of cases, I think that will be just as good. A lot of times, maybe what you really need off of it is just the dates. So you can make sure that you've mm-hmm. got that information in front of you, and makes it pretty easy. So that's going to do it for us today. If you have feedback about the show, or if you have questions about things that you want to make sure that we cover, you can get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. Andrew, thanks for coming by.
Hey, thanks for having me. And I hope everyone has a good weekend, because I know I will. My entertainment tip at the end is, if you are a fan of the show on Netflix as I am, it's called Love, Death, and Robots. I just saw the news today that season 2 is now available. So go binge that.
All right. So I know what Andrew is awesome doing this show. Weekend. Yeah. yeah. We'll see how that goes. So, I also hope everyone has a great weekend. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you again Monday. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.